So we are in the midst of this sermon series, The Best Road Trip Ever, and we're on these roads that Jesus traveled. And last week, I took a detour. I wasn't on the road trip with you guys when you went to Nazareth. I was on a detour. I was at a wedding last weekend, so I wasn't here last Sunday, and I want to share a picture with you. My oldest son got married. And I gained a daughter, so it was just such an amazing weekend, and just wanted to share a little bit of that with you this morning. So again, we've been on this road trip, and I just want to do a recap with you. The first stop that we had on our road trip is we stopped in the wilderness, right? And we went with Jesus to the Jordan River, and this is a picture of the Jordan River. And on that stop on our road trip, we remember how Jesus was baptized here by John in the Jordan. But then he went into the wilderness for 40 days, right? And he was tempted by Satan when he was out there. But the scriptures also reveal to us that he wasn't alone, that God was with them. And there's two voices. And we remember that as we navigate life, that there are two voices out there, right? And which one do we listen to? We want to listen to the power of God in our lives. And then last week, you all went to Nazareth. Did you have a good trip in Nazareth? Yeah. You got back really quick. So last week you were in Nazareth. This is a view of the town of Nazareth. And Jesus, what happened in Nazareth was that Jesus, he went into the synagogue and he proclaimed who he was in the synagogue. I don't remember that. And he read the scroll of Isaiah. And it didn't go over very well in his hometown. And there was an angry mob that really was against Jesus and thought that what he was proclaiming was blasphemy. And so he went up to what they call a hill, but really it was a mountain. And this is a view from Mount Precipice. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but this is where Jesus and the mob went, was up here on Mount Precipice. And you can see this is the view. It's a long way down if Jesus would have gone down, but he was able to escape that angry mob. And today, our road trip takes us to Capernaum. Got a photo of Capernaum up there. And Jesus performed many miracles when he was in Capernaum. And he moved to Capernaum when he was just 30 years old. And it was his home base for his ministry. And it's also where his best friend lived, Peter. And Peter lived in Capernaum, and they were neighbors. And Capernaum is this cool place, and it's got a beautiful landscape. It's right on the water of the Sea of Galilee. And you could just tell that this was a tight-knit community. Jana had shared the scripture with us prior to me coming up, and she had shared that Jesus taught in the synagogue. I wanted to share a photo of that. So to the right is the replica, I can't talk, of where they rebuilt the synagogue, what that could have looked like. And then to the left, you could see that this was the place where Jesus had, in fact, taught. And they had built on top of that space. So it was pretty amazing to be there. And then want to share also, too, with you, I talked about this being a tight-knit community. They had housing that was in Capernaum. And you can see to the left, there are numbers on those stones. And they had little areas where they would reside. And you can kind of see to the right a little picture further back of what that would have looked like, you know, what their house is. A little bit different than what our houses look like today. And then if you look way back in the corner in the picture to the right, that's where Starbucks was. Starbucks, though some would think that Jesus did create Starbucks. But so you can just kind of get a feel for this area and what it would have looked like. Now, Capernaum, it was a major town, and it was an international trade route, and there were tax collectors that lived there, fishermen, farmers, and they all considered this home in this area. And it was a very transient area. People would come in and out, and so they got to know the folks who lived in Capernaum. I want to show you this picture of this tree. This sits right on the water. And can you just imagine the conversations that Jesus had with his followers under a tree that would have looked probably something like this right on the water? You see, much of the 3 years of Jesus' ministry, it was in this area called the Evangelical Triangle. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but it's this Evangelical Triangle, and we've got a map of it. And he concentrated those 3 years up in this area. And that's where a lot of his teaching happened. That's where the miracles happened, was up in this area. I don't know about you, but when I think of Jesus' teaching, I think, oh, you know, he was everywhere. And he really wasn't. He was in pretty much this area. It's where he concentrated his ministry. You see, Jesus was strategic. In Capernaum, it was his home base. And again, he concentrated his time in this area. And it's in this area as well where he encountered his disciples, right? Where we read, come and follow me. But it wasn't just coming to follow him. He also gave the great commission to go and make disciples. And Jesus' ministry, it spread from this evangelical triangle. You see, God has entrusted each and every one of us with a triangle, with this geographic area of ministry to reach out to others. What is your radius of influence? Who are the people that God has put in your life? Mark 1:22 says, the people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as teachers of the law. You see, we speak from our own understanding and the authority that Jesus has in our lives, to the presence in our circumstances, to God's written word and his saving power that we experience in our lives. How is God working in your life? And who are you telling about it? I had the privilege of visiting the Sea of Galilee when I was over in Israel. And it's a beautiful, peaceful body of water. And it's surrounded by mountains and hills. And it's a fertile land with fragrant flowers. There's a beautiful green landscape. And you could just tell that it was an area that people chose to reside in this area. It was very tight-knit. They had shared life together. And I had the privilege of taking a boat ride. And this was the sun coming up one morning. And as we were out on this boat ride, and the boats looked just like that, I reflected on what happened on these very waters that we're looking at right now. That Jesus had calmed the storm. Jesus had walked on water. He multiplied the catch. And when we were on this boat ride, there was a captain of our boat, and they did a little demonstration for us as we were out on the water. And they took this thing. It's called a cast net. Not sure if anybody's seen anything like this. And they would throw it over, right, and then pull it back up, and they've got all these little weights, and the fish would be caught up in this net. I'd like to share a scripture with you, and I have a video that I want you to refer to on the screen. And I want you just to fix your eyes on this. This is along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. I want to read this scripture to you, and I pray that it will come alive to you. It's from the book of Matthew. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, said Jesus, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and they followed him. You see, we have a home base. This is our Capernaum. This is our Capernaum. And we have an evangelical triangle, an area of influence through the relationships that we have. You see, in just a few weeks, we're going to gather here for Holy Week, and we're going to sit in the upper room with Jesus on Holy Thursday, and we're going to remember his sacrifice on Good Friday and rejoice in the resurrection on Easter. I would encourage you to invite someone that is in your triangle, that is in your area of influence, to experience Jesus. Mark shares with us in the 28th verse, news about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee and Westchester and Liberty Township and Mason and all the surrounding communities. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. An image I want you to think about, not only this day, but as you go into your week, and you think about your evangelical triangle and your influence that you have with the people that you interact with. Does your net look something like this, that you spread wide to share the good news of Jesus? Or perhaps, does your net look like this? Something to think about as you head into your week. How big is your net as you fish for people to share the good news of Jesus? Let us pray. God, we come before you. We thank you for this opportunity to meet you here.